Judy Collins holds a unique and cherished place in the top echelons of American music. In September, she released a new CD called Strangers Again, a collection of duets with Michael McDonald, Willie Nelson, Don McLean, and several others. Here she is with Jackson Brown in a tune called Feels Like Home.
If you knew
Judy Collins will be giving a concert at the Joseph Meyerhoff Symphony Hall in Baltimore on Sunday afternoon, and this morning she joins me on the phone from her home in New York. Ms. Collins, welcome to the show. It's nice to talk to you.
Well, thank you so much.
So it's kind of hard to believe, but Made of Constant Sorrow, an album that I have and everyone I know has, you released in 1961.
I know. It's incredible.
It is. And this record is 50 albums later. This is your first one in 4 years. What's the idea behind this album of duets?
Well, it's when we say that, it makes me feel lazy. It is duets, and my previous 2 and 4 years ago, I released PBS shows with DVDs and CDs. One is at the Metropolitan and one is an Irish show. So I've been working hard and thinking about this for 4 years, and I finally got it together and called up my friends. And it was because I found a song by Ari Hess called Strangers Again, which sounds like a strange title, but that's the name of the song. So I started calling my buddies, and they all said yes. So, you know, I gathered together some of my favorite voices in the years that I've been singing, plus some new artists, Ari Hest and Bee Beeman and Thomas Dimsdahl, who's a Norwegian. And, of course, Glenn Hansard is rather newer. But Jackson Brown and Willie Nelson and Jeff Bridges and all the others said yes.
Well, I don't think anybody can accuse you of being lazy with, you know, 50 albums and books and movies and all the stuff you've done, you know, in and out of performing. Jeff Bridges is a very interesting and wonderful surprise. You and he sing the finale from Candide, the great show by Leonard Bernstein, called Make Our Garden Grow.
That dreamers dream, what worlds they please, these ears can't define.
I wasn't even aware that Mr. Bridges did a whole lot of singing.
Well, I know Jeff for a long time, and I knew that he sang in Crazy Heart, the movie that he made, which I think garnered him an Academy Award a couple of years ago. So my idea was to have him sing Crazy Heart with me. And he said, no, I have this other idea. That happened a couple of times. And he said, no, I'd like to sing the song from Candide. And, you know, I didn't know the song, which is strange. It's strange that I wouldn't have. But it was a wonderful introduction to a great piece of music that I had not known before. Jeff has a group called The Abiders. And he makes records, and he travels with them, tours with them, and they're a wonderful band. So I did know, and I learned a lot of other things from him. I found out who his co-writer is, a guy named John Goodwin, and we went to see Jeff Bridges perform in Ridgefield, Connecticut. And when I went backstage, I was talking to him about various songs, and he said, well, that was written with John Goodwin, you should call him. So I called him up, and he sent me a whole bunch of songs. And unknown as to who the writers were, I chose one that is called Miracle River. And it turns out Michael McDonald and I were trying to figure out what to sing together, and I chose Miracle River from the songs that John Goodwin sent me. And then John said, well, you know who wrote that? Amy Holland wrote that. She's married to Michael McDonald.
When you find and reach your destination, fall down on your knees and thank your maker for all the crosses and the blessings on the journey to Miracle River.
It very much evolved organically, and I think that was part of the pleasure of it. I had an awfully good time doing this CD. Also, we had a wonderful band, and we had some people come in and do special things, like Yoed Meir played the cello on Send in the Clowns. That was Don McLean's idea to do that song. It wasn't mine.
Yeah, of course, you're revisiting a song. I mean, that's a very famous song from A Little Night Music by Stephen Sondheim, but you probably are the one that brought that to, you know, literally international attention when you recorded it many years ago.
Don't you love farce? My fault, I feel. I thought that you want what I want. Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns?
Quick, send in the clowns.
Don't bother, they're here.
I wanted to sing Starry, Starry Night, Vincent, with him, and he said, no, I don't want to do that. He said, I want to sing. He said, you'll laugh, but I want to sing Send in the Clowns with you. And I said, well, I'm not laughing, actually.
Yeah, well, that
sounds like a great idea.
That's something he didn't want to do one of his old tunes, but he was perfectly happy doing one of your tunes that you I see. And that was accommodating of you to go ahead and agree to it. That's great. You know, you strike me. This album is just beautiful. I mean, it's produced beautifully.
Thanks.
It's played beautifully. You sing it gorgeously. When I think about the arc of your career, I mean, you start as a classical pianist, and, you know, you've done folk music and films, and you're active as an advocate for so many causes. You strike me as the paradigmatic lifelong learner. You're doing so many different things. What do you think you're learning now? You're in your mid-70s. You're still playing. You're still performing. What do you think you're learning most now?
Buddha patience.
That comes in handy in your line of work, doesn't it?
Yeah, you have to be patient, and you have to know that, you know, when it's not your turn, it's not your turn. And when it is turn, you give it your turn, you give it all you got. That's probably the best thing I know.
That is a good thing to know, a very good thing to know. Tell me about your relationship with Ari Hest, who will be on the bill with you at the Meyerhoff Sunday afternoon. He's an extraordinary musician, isn't he?
He's so prolific. What a great writer. And I just think he's wonderful. He comes, he opens the shows for me, and we sing a couple of duets together. We'll sing Strangers Again together and a couple of more songs on my show at the Meyerhoff. And he's very special. I think you're going to really embrace him as we have, and celebrate his talent as well.
Well, we're going to go out with a little from Strangers Again with you and Ari Hest. And Judy Collins, thank you so much for your time. Happy Thanksgiving, and best wishes to you and your family.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Judy Collins will be performing with Ari Hest at the Meyerhoff in Baltimore Sunday afternoon, 4 o'clock. The new CD is called Strangers Again. We've got information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That'll do it for us this morning. On behalf of the Maryland Morning team, Nathan Sterner, Rob Sivak, Jonna McCone, Kathleen Cahill, and Scott Seiss, I'm Tom Hall, wishing you and yours a very happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back with you on Friday. Have a great holiday.
I want yesterday to come back again. Nothing is as simple as I once knew. Why can't everything